Heading, Planning Sectional and Suburban Meetings. Subheading, Large Cities, Evangelistic Meetings in Different Areas. Now is the opportune time to work in the cities, for we must reach the people there. As a people, we have been in danger of centering too many important interests in one place. This is not good judgment nor wisdom. An interest is now to be created in the principal cities. Many small centers must be established rather than a few large centers. Let missionaries be laboring two and two in different parts of all our cities. The workers in each city should frequently meet together for counsel and prayer, that they may have wisdom and grace to work together effectively and harmoniously. Let all be wide awake to make the most of every advantage. Our people must gird the armor on and establish centers in all the large cities. Medical Ministry, page 300, 1909. Subheading, Reaching the Unwanted Sections of Our Cities. There is to be an increased force of working agencies in every part of the field. Let the laborers go out two and two, that they may work together in many parts of our cities that have been left unworn for a long time. Letter 8, 1910. Subheading, Every Part to be Worked. Let a band of workers go to a city and work earnestly to proclaim the truth in every part of it. Let them counsel together as to the best way of carrying on the work in the most inexpensive manner. They are to do thorough work and are ever to keep the spiritual phase of their effort uppermost. Manuscript 42, 1905. Subheading, Tents Repitched to Reach Various Sections of the City. Much wiser generalship should be shown in the location of camp meetings. They should not be held in out-of-the-way places, for in the cities there are people who need the truth. Camp meetings are to be held in places from which the people of our large cities can be reached. Camp meetings must be held in or near the cities, the workers at one time pitching the tent in one part of the city and the next time in another part. Right at our doors there are heathen who need to hear the warning message. In the large cities of America, memorials for God are to be established. Letter 164, 1901.